Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to say, first of all, with this Biden unvax mandate, telling people that if you employ people over 100, you're going to have to get them vaccinated or they're going to be harassed every week. And the fact that this is like completely against the Constitution. Many people are getting this wrong, why this is being done. And everybody needs to understand why this is being done right now. Okay, this is a political play, and I want you to understand it. We're going to deal with the outrage of this idea in a moment, all right? We're going to deal with his words and what he said about, as a tyrant, his exact words were, quote, our patience is wearing thin with Americans who haven't gotten vaccinated, that, you know, 80 million Americans are trying to kill everybody else. We'll deal with all that. But before we even get to that, I want you to understand exactly why Joe Biden did this. I would even argue this probably wasn't even Joe Biden's idea. This was political operatives at the White House, their idea to do this to get him an issue that will galvanize the country, divide the country, and it will solidify his base so that his approval ratings will not continue to free fall after what happened in Afghanistan. Also, understand the timing of this. Hours before the 20th anniversary of September the 11th, which was supposed to be his big speech. Remember, this tyrant, right, this psycho that is Joe Biden, he was the one that was going to have the big speech on September the 11th, right, saying, I'm the ones that got you out of Afghanistan. We are out at 20 years. You're welcome. You should thank me. Pat me on the back. I'm the most brilliant president of my lifetime, and I'm better than Bush. I'm better than Obama. I'm certainly better than Trump. I'm better than Carter. I'm better than all of them because I'm the one that got us out of this war. That was supposed to be September the 11th, 20th anniversary. Can't really do that speech right now because the American people are so outraged over the fact that you've devalued life to the point where 10% of Americans have been left behind by your own admission, by your words. You have an approval rating that's lower now than the lowest point in Donald Trump's presidency. So political operatives at the White House, and both sides have these people. Both teams have these types of individuals. They're soulless. Okay, they don't think emotionally. They don't look at things emotionally. They look at issues. They try to galvanize people. They try to figure out, how do I solidify the base? How do I stop the ship from sinking, which is the Joe Biden presidency right now? And these people came up with this idea, and it's honestly a brilliant idea. Okay, we know that Democrats, and by the way, if you're listening to this right now, please hit the share button and share this with your family and friends, okay? Share our podcast with everybody so they understand why this is happening, all right? Please make sure that everybody you know listens to this podcast, because you need to understand the psyche of the Democratic Party and this president right now. What Joe Biden has just done is a brilliant political move by the operatives around him. Said, okay, Democrats don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't care about the First Amendment. They don't care about the Constitution. In fact, they're almost ashamed of this country's Constitution. They're certainly ashamed of this country. We've been able to get rid of this idea that you should have freedom and this idea that you should have liberty. You know, the Democrats were the first to get in line statistically for the vaccine. Democrats were the first to get in line and stand 6 feet apart. Democrats were the first to give up their rights to run their private businesses and their restaurants with the COVID lockdowns. Democrats were the ones that said, if you go to church, you're trying to kill somebody. Democrats were the ones that said, give up Thanksgiving. Democrats were the ones that said, give up burying your dead. Democrats were the ones that said, don't have weddings. Democrats have no problem giving up rights. And Democrats, there's this core belief now within the Democratic Party that every American should just get in line, have no opinion, give up all your freedoms, and take the vaccine. These are the same Democrats, by the way, that are complete walking contradictions that used to, you know, for my entire life been screaming, my body, my choice. What happened to that logic, right? Well, we threw that out the window. Doesn't matter anymore. We're the party of my body, my choice with abortion and privacy, and you can't tell me what I can and can't do with my body. And then immediately they will contradict themselves after losing their minds over the Texas law. Right after the federal government, the Democrats, the DOJ suing Texas over their new abortion law, after Democrats referring to Texas as the Taliban, the Texas Taliban, right? This abortion, Taliban abortion law. My body, my choice. Those people, now they're like, you have no body, that's yours. The government owns it, and we get to decide what drugs go in it. That's insane. But this is liberal logic now in this country. It's not even socialism. It's just pure, it's pure tyranny. We have a tyrant, and they went to this tyrant, Joe Biden, and they said, Joe, we need you to make a speech, and here's why. It'll get Afghanistan off the front pages, which is killing us right now. It will get a huge debate going in this country with a lot of people very angry at you, but it's okay because it's not our team that's going to be angry at you. It's going to be the Trump supporters. It's going to be the conservatives. It's going to be, you know, maybe even some of the Rand Paul type people out there will be angry at you. The libertarians will be angry. But that's okay because we already throw them into the conservative GOP group. This will help stop the bleeding on Afghanistan, Joe. You go out there and you mandate vaccines and you mandate masks and you tell people they're going to get fired from their jobs. And you do this and you go out there and you tell them and you talk to them like you're a tyrant. You tell them you're getting your patience is wearing thin. We get to change the whole conversation from Afghanistan and the 10% of Americans left behind and the journalists being beaten and threatened with beheading. And we get to move past this 20th anniversary of September the 11th. That's a disaster for us PR wise. And we can get that approval rating up. We need this issue, Joe. And Joe said, OK. And that's why Joe went out there. And the timing of this was perfect. The timing was to get 9/11 in Afghanistan and the debacle of Afghanistan off the front pages. So fast forward, White House, unvaccinated Americans, quote, are entirely responsible for Joe Biden's failure to stop the coronavirus. That's the message. The reason we are here is because people have not gotten vaccinated, 80 million of them. That's what the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said. Not because of any other reason. Jen Psaki was asked if Biden regretted his decision to declare independence from the coronavirus in July, only to have cases and hospitalizations resurge in the United States of America. She noted, quote, that the coronavirus was, quote, a smart virus that had evolved and would require the Biden administration to level more stringent vaccine mandates. Jen Psaki denied that Biden's new speech on fighting the virus was a reaction to the president's poll numbers on the handling of the coronavirus falling 12 points since April. Quote, this is not a political speech. It's certainly not about poll numbers. That's a lie. It absolutely is. This speech that he just gave was to try to shore up his base because Democrats have no problem getting in line 6 feet apart and handing over all of their rights and all of their freedoms. They did it for the last 18, 19 months. They're the ones that shut down restaurants. I mean, look at what they did to people in California, and they just did it. Ruined people's lives. Didn't matter. Doing it. Governor, tell me to do it. Newsom, tell me to do it. We'll do it. No problem. Look at what they did in New York. Can't even dine outside. Got to shut down all restaurants. Can't go to the gym. Can't go to school. Can't do anything. Can't bury the dead. Can't do anything at all. Got to wear a mask everywhere to go. Can't go on public transportation. They took away all of their rights, all of their freedoms, all of their liberties, and they're still doing it now and advocating for it. And if you think this is about public safety, it's also not. Proof of it? We also know there was a carve-out in this mandate. The mandate does not include the United States Postal Service. Why? Simple reason. The Postal Service is a huge lobby. It's a huge union. And they went to the White House and they said, oh, hell no. You aren't going to mandate our people get vaccines. And the White House said, okay, you're right. We won't do that to you. Don't worry. You guys vote for us. You've been good to us. You helped get out the vote for us. The union backed me. I need your support. The Democratic Party needs your support. Fine. We'll give you a carve out. You want to know who else got a carve out? Illegal immigrants. You come into this country illegally. You don't have to get a vaccine. We catch you at the border. We're not going to give you a vaccine. But we're going to mandate that American citizens get the vaccine, but not illegal immigrants. Now that I've painted this picture for you of why the president's doing this, I want to play for you some of the clips of this tyrant. Because that's exactly what he is. He's a tyrant. And everybody knows it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this day. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
For other sectors, I issue this appeal to those of you running large entertainment venues, from sports arenas to concert venues to movie theaters. Please require folks to get vaccinated or show a negative test as a condition of entry.
Okay, number one. We're going to take away and go back to lockdown status. Now, again, the reason why Joe Biden laid it out this way is because Democrats have no problem with this. They will cheer this on. Democrats are the ones that are in favor of lockdowns. They were the ones in favor of losing their jobs. They were the ones in favor of the government giving them money to stay at home. So all of what you just heard sounds extremely familiar because it's exactly what we did 10, 12 months ago. We're dividing the country. You notice this now. See, this is what you call a wedge issue. This is like the new issue of abortion. When you talk about abortion, 50% disagree. Actually, about 48% disagree, 48% are in favor. And then you have this a little bit in between, right? It's a wedge issue. Galvanize people. That's what he just did. We're dividing the country now between those who are vaccinated. And the majority of Democrats are vaccinated. They want you to believe. Actually, it's not true. If you look at many in the inner cities in the country, they are some of the highest unvaccinated rates in America. It polls well with Democrats. So let's divide you. You want to go out in society? You got to be vaccinated. You want to go to a concert? You got to be vaccinated. You want to go to a football game? You got to be vaccinated. You want to do anything that makes you feel like a normal human being? You got to be vaccinated. If not, we're going to give up all those freedoms, all those rights. Because I'm a tyrant. I can do that. Okay, that's laying the groundwork number one. Keep listening.
And to the nation's family physicians, pediatricians, GPs, general practitioners, you're the most trusted medical voice to your patients. You may be the one person who can get someone to change their mind about being vaccinated. Tonight, I'm asking each of you to reach out to your unvaccinated patients over the next 2 weeks and make a personal appeal to them to get the shot. American, what more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see?
Again, now we're going to insult your intelligence. This isn't, I'm going to quote Joe Biden here. This is not about freedom. That's what he said. When a Democrat looks at you, a tyrant looks at you and tells you this is not about freedom, they're lying to you. Go back to December the 4th, 2020. Joe Biden said it was absolutely about freedom. Back in December 4th, 2020, Joe Biden actually said, I'm not in favor of vaccine mandates and or mass mandates because he was about freedom then. Now that's all changed, all out the door. We got to galvanize the country. We got to get past Afghanistan. We got to get past these soldiers that die. We got to get past what's going to happen to the Americans left behind. We got to get past all that, folks. Got to get past all of it. This is how we do it. We galvanize. And oh, by the way, doctors, you're either with us or you're against us. You're either with us or you are against us. So we're going to divide the doctors in this country. If you're one of those doctors that's not pushing vaccines, yeah, hell's coming for you too. In fact, you should probably lose your job. Hospital systems, Medicare, Medicaid, we're going to make the rules where if you don't get vaccinated in your hospital system and you don't push vaccines, doctors or nurses, you will be out of a job. Again, Democrats have no problem forcing doctors to do things because they have no problem forcing everybody else to do what they believe in.
We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
But our patience is wearing thin. Who is R, by the way? You notice the galvanizing issue again. R patience is wearing thin. You heard that, right? Our patience is wearing thin. You divide the country yet again on this simple issue. Vaccines. When he says our patience is wearing thin, what he means by our patience is wearing thin is the people who have been vaccinated. That's what he means by that. That's what he means. Our patience wearing thin means exactly that. So this is a wedge issue. It's a divisive issue. And Joe Biden's not done dividing the country because, again, this is all about moving on past this debacle in Afghanistan and my approval rating. I will argue that his approval rating next week will actually go up because of this speech. A speech that is un-American, that is anti-freedom, that is anti-the Constitution, because Democrats love mandates. They love telling you how to live your life.
And your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing.
Your refusal has cost all of us. This is the President of the United States of America now attacking Americans. 80 million Americans who are eligible to get vaccines have not gotten them. This president is attacking 80 million Americans. I'm going to back this up about 10 seconds. I'm going to play it again, and I want you to think about the President of the United States of America speaking to 80 million Americans this way about your freedoms.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing, but just don't take it from me. Listen to the voices of unvaccinated Americans who are lying in hospital beds, taking their final breath, saying, if only I'd gotten vaccinated. If only. It's a tragedy. Please don't let it become yours.
This speech that he read off that teleprompter was written for one purpose, to distract from Afghanistan, to distract from the economy, to distract from inflation. We live in a country right now where renting a car is 70% more than it was a year ago. Buying a used car is 40% more now, 41% more now than it was a year ago. Gasoline prices have doubled in this country. Poultry prices are up. Inflation's up. The cost of goods are up about 8% overall for the year with no end in sight. You leave 10% of Americans behind, what do you do? This speech was made for that reason. And if you don't think the media is going to help him out, ho, 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 you're not paying attention either. You know, CNN, Chinese Communist News Network, and Don Lemon, all right? Don Lemon at CNN actually did us all a favor. He was so transparent in what he had to say about the president's speech last night. It was so transparent that it was actually just, I want to send him a thank you card because it's exactly what I've been warning you about. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in your right to choose. They don't really believe in your body, your choice, as they say it, right? They don't believe in any of this, folks. CNN actually said, this whole idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, well, let's be clear. We have to give you life through our mandates, and then you get your liberty. Okay? You get your liberty from us because we decide how and when you get your liberty.
There's been a lot of talk about freedom as a reason or an excuse or opposition for the vaccines and the mask. Just remember, though, before I go on to that, when people say, oh, it's my liberty, it's whatever, life. Yes, liberty, fine. Life is first. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You need the life part first. Okay? So today, President Joe Biden announced some mandates that he hopes will free the rest of us from this pandemic and try to move more people to get the vaccine, to do the right thing, including workers at companies with 100 or more employees, federal workers,
and contractors and millions of healthcare workers, okay? The president warning his patients with the unvaccinated is wearing thin. It's worn thin. And admitting tonight, he is frustrated.
What makes it incredibly more frustrating is we have the tools to combat COVID-19 and a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. We cannot allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the large majority of Americans who have done their part and want to get back to life as normal.
Truer words have never been spoken. You know who else is frustrated? Dr. Anthony Fauci. You know how I know that? Because he told Anderson this just moments ago.
I am frustrated, and the reason is we do have the tools to end this. I mean, I've been in situations, in public health situations, where you didn't have the tools to end something that was devastating people with regard to illness and death. That is very frustrating. It's frustrating in a different way when you have the tools and you have the wherewithal to get to the end game of where you want to be, but you don't implement them.
The president also clearly outraged by people who refuse to do this, to wear masks, to do it on planes. And he is warning that they could be fined up to $3,000 for repeat offenders.
Tonight, I'm announcing that the Transportation Safety Administration, the TSA, will double the fines on travelers that refuse to mask. If you break the rules, be prepared to pay. And by the way, show some respect. The anger you see on television toward flight attendants and others doing their job is wrong. It's ugly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. Let's just recap the mentality of Joe Biden right now with these vaccine mandates. Number one, you got to have respect for people that are mandating you do things. And if you don't, well, there's going to be hell to pay and big fines, a.k.a. the airplanes. Number two, our patients, meaning those that have been vaccinated, are wearing thin. Mine isn't, by the way, and I'm vaccinated, just for the record. Just want to throw that out there, Mr. President. I'm not wearing thin with anybody. Okay, but I don't guess that matters, right? Because we got to galvanize the country, divide the country, start a civil war over vaccines in this country. That's what they're actively trying to do right now. Also, he says you don't have liberty or life or the pursuit of happiness without doing what we tell you to do. And we'll take away that liberty and that pursuit of happiness, anytime we deem that we should take it away from you, we will do it. And the reason why we will do that is because we can. And then we'll give it back to you. We'll give it back to you when we decide that you are responsible enough to have it. That's when we'll give it back to you. But until then, it's ours. Yeah, you can't do anything without us allowing you to do it. It's exactly what CNN said perfectly with Don Lemon.
So speaking of what we just talked about, right? There's been a lot of talk about freedom as a reason or an excuse or opposition for the vaccines and the mask. Just remember, though, before I go on to that, when people say, oh, it's my liberty, it's whatever, life. Yes, liberty, fine. Life is first. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You need the life part first.
So we can take away anything we want. We can take away any of it. Because until we decide that you're safe, you can't do anything. Now, there's one other aspect of this, and I think it should be brought up, and that is, what happens the next time they declare there to be some sort of pandemic? What happens then? What happens the next time? Because they've already declared that there is a gun pandemic in this country. Nancy Pelosi has said it. Joe Biden has said it. They've said there is a gun pandemic. So when there is a gun pandemic, can they just say, hey, you're no longer allowed to buy guns until we get the pandemic under control, until we get gun violence under control? I mean, you want to talk about the real slippery slope. This is it, folks. This is the real slippery slope. This is the whole ball game. You can get away with this one, and you can convince people that liberty and the pursuit of happiness and your freedoms only come after you do what we tell you to do, which is anything to do with your life. It's game on. Like, at that point, it's game on. We can do and get away with whatever we want to. This goes back to the warnings that I made over and over and over again. The warnings that I said at the very end of the pandemic lockdowns. I said, this is no longer about you keeping you safe. Okay. This is no longer about trying to flatten the curve in 2 weeks. This is about them testing how many of your freedoms can they take away from you, and you'll submit to it. And what they figured out now is that the Democratic Party and Democrats are willing to give up all of their rights. They're willing to give up everything if they feel safe while doing it. If you tell them and dictate to them that this will make you safe, that this is going to make you happy, that this is going to give you pleasure, that this is going to give you security, they'll give it all up. They'll be the first ones to open their door and give a hug to the government if they came and knocked on your door for your weapons. Here they are, sir. Thank you for keeping me safe. Somebody knocks on the door, kicks in the door later that night. Doesn't matter, right? Oops. Our bad. Police aren't there. You're dead. These are the same morons that will stand 6 feet apart. The same morons that will let their businesses be destroyed by a government. But I go back to the core point I made earlier. This is really not going to happen, I don't believe. I think states are going to be able to beat it. Now, liberal states, I think, will go along with it. Okay? I want to make that clear. I think liberal states will absolutely go along with this. They'll have no problem going along with this. Conservative states are going to fight it, and the list is getting long. I mean, any conservative, any Republican governor knows that it is a death wish for them if they don't back this or attack this mandate from Joe Biden. You know, this is the same president, Joe Biden, that will negotiate with terrorists but will not negotiate with the American people on vaccines. Let that sink in. Joe Biden will negotiate with terrorists, but he is refusing to negotiate with you, the American people, on vaccines. He is starting to get irritated. And a whopping 70% of unvaccinated Americans say they would quit their jobs if vaccines are mandated. This is, by the way, not the time to give your boss the middle finger and walk out. Don't do that. Okay? That's how they win. Don't do that. Organize, protest, get lawyers to represent you, and fight back. This is not the time you just walk out and say, screw you, I'm out of here. This is the same president that doesn't believe any of the crap he's selling right now, because if he did, he would mandate that the vaccines would not just be for law-abiding citizens, they would also be for illegal immigrants that are caught coming across the border. And he has also exempted the illegal immigrants coming across the border from getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This is the same guy that said the Postal Service gets an exemption from the vaccine mandate. So if this really is about your freedoms, then why are you letting thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of postal workers not have to get vaccinated to keep their jobs? And why are you allowing millions of illegal immigrants to not have to get the vaccine? By the way, the list of states that are already rejecting Biden's demands, and this is what I think the White House was hoping for, because all of this and the fact that I've had to spend this show talking about this is great news for the Biden administration, because you're not focused on 9/11 anniversary. You're not focused on the 13 Marines that were killed. You're not focused about the 10% of Americans left behind in Afghanistan. You're not focused on the disaster, the economy right now, and hyperinflation and the cost of goods and everything else. 2 million jobs right now open in this country. Small businesses desperate for workers. No one's showing up. No one's applying for the jobs. So this is all a distraction from that, because those issues are actually hurting Donald or Joe Biden. They are hurting Joe Biden, and this issue, mandates of vaccines, help him solidify his base. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Alaska. All of those states' governors have already come out, and there will be more. They've already come out and said, we're going to fight this. The RNC has already said they're going to sue the Biden administration over this unconstitutional vaccine mandate. And I think the White House absolutely understands and knows that this is an unconstitutional vaccine mandate. Biden's new vaccine mandate for federal employees and even private employees is probably one of the most tyrannical things that's ever been done by a U.S. president in our history. Joe Biden's own words, quote, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements. Quote, this is not about freedom or personal choice. This is not about freedom or personal choice. Well, what it really is about is Joe Biden's approval rating has fallen to 39%. Another poll has him at 37%. That's the worst than Trump's approval rating ever got. And this is the guy who got 81 million votes. And he's desperate for support right now, because even Biden even had to exempt the Postal Service from vaccine mandates, and it comes after the union that endorsed him objected and said, nuh-uh. So Joe Biden's administration has exempted the U.S. Postal Service, which employs nearly 650,000 people, from its executive order. And you also have contractors outside of that. So 650,000 Americans that he just criticized for not getting the vaccine will be exempt because they're in a union that supports Joe Biden. So if you really think this is about public safety, it's not. This is a distraction from the president's 39% approval rating that is collapsing, the lowest of his presidency, and lower than Trump's ever got. That is why they're doing this, plain and simple. I will say it again. All right, I'll say it one more time. Please make sure you hit that little forward button, that you share this link with your family and your friends, send it to them as a text message. Tell more people about this podcast. Everyone needs to understand why they're doing this right now, that this is all about a distraction, because I think the White House even knows that there is no way they're going to be able to implement this on states, that they are completely off the reservation. All right, I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.